The Gemara in Daf Chaf Amud Beis brings down a brisa that is mechalik between the different types of tashmishei mitzvah and tashmishei kedusha. And in the list of tashmishei kedusha, you have the list can be svarim, tefillin, mezuzos, tikshol sefer Torah, nar tikshol tefillin, ritzuas seyan. So you have the covers of the sefer Torah, the cover of tefillin, and ritzuas of tefillin. But the tefillin atzma, the tefillin themselves, those are not tashmishei kedusha; those are kedusha atzma. That is the Etzem Kedusha. But the Ritzuis of Tefillin, they have a din of Tashmishi Kedusha, not of Kedusha Atzma. So Tysus over here points out, he says that the from the fact that we say that Ritzuis does not have a din of Kedusha Atzma, it's Tashmishi Kedusha, that would be a raya that there is no Halacha Meshem Sinai, there's no din that you have to have the Dalad and the Yud and the Ritzuis of Tefillin. We're not that we have a Dalad and the Ritzuis of the Tefillin Shel Reish, we have a Yud and the Tefillin Shel Yad, we make the shape of a Yud and a Dalad. So Zach Taisus from Argamar, you see that there's no halacha Meshem Sinai that you have to have that. Maybe it's a minute, maybe some people do it, but there's no halacha Meshem Sinai that you have to have that shape, that ice in your Ritzuis, because if you would, then the Ritzuis would be Kedusha Atzman, because once you have a din ksav, if there's a din to have a ksav, you have the Shem Hashem, you have the Isis of Shakai, like the Rishonim say, you have the Shin and the Dalad and the Yud, the Shin and the Shel Reish, and then the Dalad and the Yud together spell Shakai, then that would make a Kedusha Atzman. That's Mamashe, Kisvei HaKedush of Shem Hashem would be Kedusha Atzma. So if we call the Ritzuis Tashmisha Kedusha, not Kedusha Atzma, that would be a raya that there is no Halacha Meshem Sinai, that you have to have the Tzura of the Dalad and the Yud in your Ritzuis. And he's coming to argue on Rashi. Rashi learns in the Gemara Menachos, when the Gemara says that Kesher Shaltfin Halacha Meshem Sinai, Rashi says that the Halacha Meshem Sinai Gufa is that you have to have the Ritzuis in the shape of a Dalad and the shape of a Yud, and together with the Shin and spell Shakai. Rashi learns that's also the Pshat in Vero, Kol Ami Yaretz, Keshem Hashem Nikra Alecha, they'll see the Shem Hashem. The Shem Hashem is formed by these three Isis. So Rashi clearly holds that there's Alecha Meshem Sinai, that you have to have the Shem Shakai written out in the Ritzuis together with the Shel Reish. Tais is saying, you see from Magamar Nalek, that or else the Ritzuis would be considered Kedusha Atzma, and not Tashmishi Kedusha. So according to Taisus, Halacha Meshem Sinai just says that you have to be kosher, you have to make a kasher, but not that it has to be in the tzura of a dalad or a yud. So frakta karanaya kasher, the karanaya is in Menachos and Daf Lamed Hey, he says, Lefi Taisus, if there's no Halacha Meshem Sinai, that you have to have the shape of a shin, the shape of a dalad or a yud, it just says you have to tie it, whatever shape you want, then what do you need Halacha Meshem Sinai for? The din kshira we already know. The pasuk says ukshartem. It says this is din kshira. Obviously, you have to make some type of kasher. So, what is halacha meshem sinai being mechadish? Bishlam according to Rashi, the halacha meshem sinai is being mechadish. You have to make that kasher in the tzura of a dalet or the tzura of a yud to spell the name Shakai. But lefi taisus, if taisus is correct, that there is no din outside halacha meshem sinai to have the shame Shakai. There's no din to have a dalet and a yud, like you see from our Gemara, because then it would be the Ritzuis would be Kedusha Atzma. So what is the Halacha Meshem Sinai being Mechadosh? L'chaim, it's not being Mechadosh anything. So Tzarchi, and why you need the Halacha Meshem Sinai. So that's the Karanara's Kasha on Taisus. I was thinking that perhaps you could be Miyashiv this Kasha, the Karanara, Alpia Yigmaliki, aside from the Briska Rav, based on a Bia that he says in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin, Peragim Halacha Design, says that the he says that a guy is not able to make tefillin, and why not? Because of Nei Hashin Sh'aisin Ba'ar K'may Sh'amarnu. Since you have to make a shin in the R of the Shel Reish, and a guy's puzzle for writing Stam, he can't write a ksiva of Stam, is not a bar ksiva, therefore he's not able to make the tefillin, because it involves the writing of the letter Shin. So effectively, Skarav, why does the Rambam say that a guy's puzzle only because of writing the letter Shin? You also have the letter Dalet and the letter Yod, which you have to write in the Ritzuis. And the guy should be puzzle from making the tefillin for that reason. Why does the Rambam only focus on the shin and not the dalad and the yud? And the Rambam paskins clearly in Perek Yom Alach Aleph that dalad shel tefillin is alach meshem sinai. You need to have a dalad. So if you need to have a dalad, then the guy should be puzzle because of the dalad as well. Why does the Rambam only mention that he's puzzle because of the shin? So the Briskov is miyash of this based on another diak in the Rambam in Perek Yom Alach Aleph. The Rambam says that shmeina halachas yesh b'maisa at tefillin. There are 8 halachas we have in tefillin. Kula meshem sinai. And he says the following. He says, "V'shiyia ba'ar shel reish tzuras shin, v'shiyia kesher shalahan yadua ketzuras dalad." It's like the Rambam that one halacha meshem sinai is that you have to have a tzura shel shin in the shel reish, and then you have to have a tzura shel dalad in the shel yad in the ritzua. You have to have the tzura of a dalad. But the Briskov is medayik that the Rambam changes his lashon when it comes to the shel reish. He says, "V'shiyia ba'ar shel reish tzuras shin." You have to have the tzura of a shin. By the Dalet, he says, "V'shiya kesher shon, you do a ketzuris Dalet. You have to have ketzuris Dalet like the tzur of a Dalet." He adds in that chaf adimyon, which he doesn't say by the tzur shen. It's tzur shen and ketzuris Dalet. So what's the chilek between the tzur shen and the tzur of the Dalet? It's like the biskarav that the Rambam holds that you need to have a shin and you need to have a Dalet and you need to have a yod. But they're chalukim b'sardinim. They're fundamentally different. He says when it comes to the shin, with the Torah, with Allah Hashem Messina is being mechadish, is that you have to have the ksav of a shin on your tefillin. There's a din ksiva, you have to have a shin, and it's considered a din ksiva like any other din ksiva, like the parshas. You have to write down the letter shin on your tefillin. And that has a din ksiva, that you're writing an actual tzura shin. But when it comes to the letter dalet, Dr. Biskrav, it's true that you have to tie the knot in the shape of a dalet, but that does not have a din of an ice. It does not have a din of a ksiva. But the pshat is, it's a kasher. The Torah says, I want you to tie your tefillin. How should you tie your tefillin? Tie your tefillin in the shape of a dalet. It's the shape of a dalet, but it's not an actual dalet. It doesn't have a din dalet. It doesn't have a din ice. It's a kasher that's supposed to look like a dalet. It looks like a dalet, but does not have a, halachically, does not have a din ice or a din ksav. It's a kasher in the tzur of an ice. That's why over there he says, ketzur is dalet, but by shin, where it's a din ice, he says, tzur is shin, he leaves out the chaf adimin. Remelez Dr. Biskarav. That's why the Rambam says that a guy can't make tefillin because of the shin, but he's not bothered with the dalet. The dalet wouldn't stop from making tefillin because the reason why a guy can't make tefillin is because he's not a bar ksiva. So when you make the shin, that's a ksav. You have to write a shin. When it comes to the dalet, that's not a din ksiva. You're not writing a nice dalet. You're making a kasher in the shape of a dalet that a guy could do. He can make something in the shape of a dalet. Does not have a din ksiva or a din ice. That would not be a problem. So al kapanim lefi this, I think it could be miyashiv the karenai's kasha on Taisus. About it, Taisus agrees that the halacha mishum Sinai is being mechadish, that it's not enough to just tie the tefillin, you have to tie it in the tzur of a shin, the tzur of a dal, and the tzur of a yud. But it's not the pshat that it's giving it a din ice. It's not saying you have to have the letter dal and yud in your ritzuas. No, there is no din ice. Only din ice is the shin. Halacha mishum Sinai is saying, don't just make any knot, make a knot in the shape of a dal, and make a knot in the shape of a yod. Like Rambam is saying, it's ketzur is dal, ketzur is yod. It's a knot in the shape of a dal or yod, but does not have a din ice, does not have a din ksav, and therefore that is not enough to create a din shem Hashem, a ksav shem Hashem, that will turn the ritzuas into kedusha atzma. No, it's just tashmisha kedusha. So the text doesn't mean to say that there's no din to have a dal in the yod. Avada, there is a din to have a dal in the yod. It's halacha mishum Sinai and sechiv, but it's not a din to have an ice dal in the yod. It's a din to have a kesher in the shape of a dal in the yod, like it's mavur in the Rambam. And lefi that, that's why he holds that there's no din tashmishi kedusha, there's no din kedusha atzma, and the ritzuis of litfelin.